So here I am, a self-confessed idiot, hopefully in a room full of other self-confessed idiots. Am I right?
Yes!
Anyone here from Fife? Now, most people traditionally go away on holiday in August, but not us comics. No, no, no. We come up here to Bonnie Scotland, where it's virtually impossible to get away from anything apart from maybe the sun. And a bit of decorum on a Saturday night. But if you love rain, woohoo! This is the place to be. Now, my legs are absolutely knackered from having to walk up and down the hills and the cobbled streets of Edinburgh all day. I say, scrap the tram. Yeah? Yeah. And let's invest in travelators. I know for a fact that a lot of you Edinburgh people are very good at getting away, especially at this time in August, when they can get away with charging £3,000 a week for their flats. I know that, I've paid it. I love getting away now because when I was a kid, we did not go on holidays. I know, awful, because lots of people think they need to get away from it all so they take their families on expensive holidays, right? But my parents realised that they'll be spending too much money, and for what? Because all the things that made them want to get away from it all, we'd just be coming with them. They had 7 kids. Add Cura and Ribena into the mix. But my mum gave me some good advice. She said to me, when you go away, never, ever, ever say you're English. Say you're from Scotland. It saves a lot of bother. I found that doesn't work in Scotland. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my first guest onto the stage tonight, the very, very funny Susan Kalman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Susan Kalman. We're talking tonight about getting away. To be honest, I don't really like getting away. I like staying exactly where I am. The main reason I don't like getting away is, as Stephen was talking about, family holidays. Two words that should not go together. Like the words comfortable tights. The thing is, my family hate excitement and hate uncertainty. If you want to be spontaneous with my family, you have to inform us 6 months in advance. As a result, we hated anything that might be slightly dangerous or exotic, destinations like Venezuela, Istanbul, or Devon. So on our family holidays, we went to the same place for 10 years. The same island off the coast of Scotland for 10 years. The holiday would always start with, because if you go on holiday, you have to go on a ferry. You have to go on a ferry, right? Okay. And my mother would always say, oh, it's just like going abroad. As if by saying, oh, it's just like going abroad, we would forget we weren't going abroad. And I don't know if you've ever been on a Scottish ferry, but it's not like going abroad. The most cosmopolitan thing they have is crinkle cut chips. So we would go to this island off the coast of Scotland. Very, very beautiful, beautiful island. But dear God in heaven, it was like Groundhog Day, but less exciting. If a groundhog had popped up, at least I would have had someone to play swing ball with. I don't know if you've ever tried to play yourself at swing ball for 10 years, but it's difficult to let yourself win every single time. One of the good things, though, I think if you're Scottish and you went on a Scottish family holiday every year, it was magic, right? Because the weather is absolutely appalling, but it doesn't put a dampener on the Scottish holiday, especially in the 1970s, when parents had scant regard for health and safety issues. I recall clearly one time we climbed a mountain, not a hill, a mountain, clad only in Wellington boots and our school jumpers. There's a photo of us at the top of the mountain in a blizzard. A blizzard. And we're all smiling in the photograph because for a Scottish family, the worst thing you can do is make a fuss. You're on your holiday, smile for the photograph. And there's a photograph of us. It's the kind of photo you might see in a True Life magazine under the headline, "The Parents Who Walked Their Children to Death." You may not also know, but in Scotland we have something called the North Sea, where we have oil rigs. We have oil rigs, and the people who work in the oil rigs are given survival.